The big sports news of the day today centers around our great state capital down in Columbus, where earlier today, head coach Urban Meyer of the Ohio State Buckeyes formally announced that he is stepping down and retiring after he coaches the Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl. And here to talk to us more about what went down in Columbus earlier today, Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV down in Columbus. Dunny, how are you, my good friend?
I'm doing well. I could use a cold brew from Arabica right now. Sounds great.
We'll see if we can package one up and send it down to you. See, I can confidently tell you it'll stay nice and cold this time of the year as it
Absolutely.
Makes its way down to you. I mean, there's no way in the world it's going to warm up this time of year. But, Donnie, I don't think anybody was surprised at all by this announcement. I mean, you know, you were there right in the thick of it today. Were there any elements of this that were even kind of surprising?
Not really. I don't think any of it was really surprising at all. I think maybe, if anything, just the timing of it not happening after the Rose Bowl. But as Urban Meyer said, he's really close to these recruits, and he wanted to be truthful and speak the truth to the guys that they're still recruiting that, you know, hey, I'm not going to tell them I'm going to be here 2, 3, 4, 5 years when he's really not. So he wanted the truth out there as soon as possible, and he got that message out there today.
I think that was one of the biggest takeaways, the fact that depending on who you talk to, it sure seems like he was very upfront with a lot of the recruits that he had direct contact with. And I know that, you know, we're coming up on, you know, another big day in the signing period. I know they split these things up quite a bit now. It used to be February 2nd, all hands on deck, it's signing day. Now they've split that process up a little bit. But it seems like he was pretty straightforward with a lot of the incoming recruits and even some of the guys that he brought in a year ago. Because, look, that's when you're trying to commit as an incoming freshman, you know, when you're a college football player or a college basketball player or, heck, a college player at any level, in any sport, when you come in, you want to know that the person that you're making the commitment to is also going to make the commitment right back to you as well. But apparently, he had been pretty upfront with some of these incoming freshmen, saying he's not going to be here forever. And, you know, I think there are so many elements at play here. Do you think that it was promised, though, at some point, that maybe Ryan Day was eventually going to be the guy? How long do you think he had actually been groomed for something like this?
Well, when we heard athletic director Gene Smith talk today, that they were kind of going back and forth on this for about a month, and that Gene was thinking of candidates for the position if Urban Meyer did retire, which he did today. And he had national guys and local guys, but he said he always kept on coming back to Ryan Day. He's a guy that's already in the system. He knows the complexity that is Ohio State. And that's a part of what made him a great, you know, right for the job, according to Gene Smith, is that Ryan Day knows what it takes to win at Ohio State. He knows how complex the university is when it comes to more than just being the head football coach. And that had a big to do with why I think Ryan Day was named the next head coach.
Is that a bit of a surprise, though? I mean, it seems Ohio State usually reaches out for those established guys. They did in Tressel. I know he was in the FCS level, but had done some big things at Youngstown State. Then they bring in Urban Meyer. I mean, Luke Fickell's the only guy in between there, but that was kind of an emergency situation with him stepping in.
Right. I mean, this is the first time, and you can't really say that this is the first time Ryan Day's been a head coach, because he was a head coach for three games this past season. However, If you want to go with full season, you know, they haven't hired anybody without any head coaching experience since the Paul Brown days, since about 46 or so. And so this is a different step for the university, but I do think that it's a very good one that Ryan Day is the 25th head coach of the Ohio State football Buckeyes.
We're talking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You think it would have done them any good to open up the search? And I know they kind of played this scenario out, and you mentioned that Gene Smith kept coming back to Ryan Day, but you think it would have done them any good to open this search up a little bit? I say that just because, you know, as you just alluded to, hiring a guy with only a little bit of head coaching experience just doesn't seem like it's typically this university's MO, given the history and the success of the program. You think it would have done them any good to open this up?
Maybe, but if you're going to always come back to Ryan Day and you think he's going to do a better job, then what's the point? why waste the money, why waste the time when you're always going to be coming back to the guy that you have right here in-house? And if you start looking at national candidates, then the guy in-house might be looking, well, maybe they don't have that trust in me, so I'll start looking too, and next thing you know, he leaves when he doesn't even have a chance for the job.
I'd imagine it's a good thing as well, because you're going to keep most of that coaching staff right around with the hire Ryan Day if you think everybody's doing a good job where they're at, right?
Absolutely. You know, Ryan Day was asked that today. He says, you know, with everything going on with recruiting, and December 19th is the early signing period begins, and you know, you have the Rose Bowl game on January 1st and January 2nd. He says that starts the evaluation period for the coaches and everything like that. That's really going to be his first time to really think and sit down and talk about the staff. But you have to believe that, you know, he might bring in a couple of his guys, but the majority of the staff will stay.
Do you think Greg Schiano is going to stay? Because there are a lot of people that thought that maybe he was passed up here and he should have been one of the guys considered. But do you think Schiano is the kind of guy that would stick around for something like this? Or do you think he's going to look at this as a situation where he was passed on?
You never know. I think that Greg Schiano, I don't think you would ever pass up the opportunity to be a head football coach anywhere, especially if you're a defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator, even at Ohio State, to be, you know, maybe the head coach somewhere else. If Greg Schiano has that opportunity, I'm sure he'll talk about it with Ryan Day. They worked very well in those first three games together and throughout practice and fall camp leading up to the season. So it wouldn't shock me that Greg Schiano would stay, but I also wouldn't be surprised if he leaves for a head coaching job somewhere.
Yeah, I'd have to believe someone's probably going to reach out to him. I mean, we just learned Texas Tech is going to be looking. I mean, Kansas State is going to be looking along the way. There's going to be some openings I'd have to imagine people are reaching out to him for.
So Texas Tech, I believe, already has their coach.
Did they?
I can't remember his name, but he was the coach at Utah State this past season.
Okay.
Cliff Kingsbury was let go, and I believe he became the offensive coordinator at USC today.
Gotcha. What about Kansas State? I mean, I haven't heard anything about replacing Bill Snyder, who stepped down and is retiring from the game. That seems like it'd be a good fit for Schiano.
Absolutely. I think so, too. I mean, Kansas State and Kansas, they have a tradition of winning. They're used to winning.
Yeah.
And for the last few years, it's been kind of different for them. So I would think that Greg Schiano would be on a short list down there. Absolutely.
Here's another scenario here. And I've got to ask this just because, you know, when Meyer was hired, I think the expectations were extremely high, even though the university was coming off sanctions from the NCAA. When Meyer was hired, obviously the bar was very, very high. And, you know, when he came in, I think he knew that he could do no worse than the guy that preceded him, who was not really dealing with a stacked deck, but I think he also knew that he could lose no more than two games a year because the program has all this prestige. My question is, with a guy like Day coming in with little experience as a head coach, even though he's become kind of a familiar face with the program, do you think Day, in his first couple of years, could survive 8-4 or 9-3 seasons? Obviously, I mean, that's successful. By the normal standards, but you're not dealing with normal standards here at Ohio State. You go 8-4 and you go 9-3. As odd as it sounds, the expectations are so much higher that under the normal circumstances, you typically don't survive that. So let's just say he goes 8-4 or 9-3, any combination of that in the first couple of years. Do you think he's around long enough to see a third year?
Oh, that's tough to say, you know, but as Ryan Day said in the press conference today, you know, rule number one is beat your rival. Beat the rival, that mm-hmm. team up north in Michigan. Rule number two, win every other game. You know, win all the other games. So he knows the expectations that are on him at Ohio State, especially these last 7 to 10 to 15 years of the excellence. This has really been the golden age of Ohio State football. Will he be able to survive a couple 8-4, 9-3 seasons? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think the big thing will be recruiting-wise, will he be able to survive 8-4, 9-3 with recruiting and recruiting the big 4-star, 5-star players? Will that be continue to be the case for Ohio State and for Ryan Day?
Well, this is interesting. You think that rule still applies today with the college football playoff? Do you think Ohio State fans would trade a loss to Michigan for a CFP appearance?
Oh, absolutely. you're kidding me. Beating Michigan is a big thing down here. It's Ohio State's only really real rival. You can call Penn State a rivalry game all you want, but it's not considered the rivalry. Beating Michigan is the number one objective, followed maybe number two next to winning a Big Ten title.
Sure.
So winning the Big Ten, beating Michigan, those are the top two objectives for at least with Urban Meyer as a head coach, and I believe Buckeye fans as well.
Boy, going to be different, just knowing the intensity that Urban Meyer brought to the table. And look, maybe that's one of the reasons why his health is where it's at. That's not a knock on him, but you can only sustain that kind of intensity and have that kind of success for so long. Where do you think he's at right now, Donnie? I know he kind of danced around this question a little bit during the press conference today. Retirements tend to have a shelf life these days, especially in coaching. You think he ever coaches again? And if so, how long do you think it'll be before he decides to pick up the whistle again?
I don't think he coaches again. I honestly don't. He likes it down here in Columbus. He's going to stay here in Columbus. His family is all living here. His son, Nate's going to school at University of Cincinnati, only an hour and a half down 71. So I honestly don't think he'll be coaching anywhere else. This is his last stop. This was really his dream job. And he's coaching at his dream game and coaching the Rose Bowl. I think this is a fairy tale ending for Urban Meyer, especially if they get a win against Washington on January 1st in the Rose Bowl.
He mentioned to Gene Smith today during the press conference that he wants to stay close to the program and he wants to stay involved. How involved do you think he stays? I mean, is he going to be one of those special assistants? I mean, look, with an athletic department as large as Ohio State's.
No, I don't think he becomes a special assistant. I wouldn't be surprised if he's more like a brand ambassador. Kind of show.
Well, that's what I mean. Not like an assistant coach or an assistant AD, but I mean, like Archie Griffin's position down there. Could you see him doing something like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. He is an alum of Ohio State. He really loves the university and the program, and not just the program as far as athletics, but academics as well. He preaches. He wants every one of his athletes to have a 3.0 or higher. By the time they get out of Ohio State and while they're at Ohio State, he wants 100% job placement. He is going to see that through no matter what. So I think he would definitely have some sort of brand ambassador or, as you were saying, some sort of special advisor role when it comes to the university.
You call him ambassador. I picture him and Frankie Haydick running around Columbus trying to get people to go to the crew games and Ohio State football games.
Maybe not to that intensity, but yes, that's kind of the same.
Yeah, sure.
See, that's interesting. I could see him adhering to that role for a couple of years. But, you know, just knowing him the way that, you know, you and I did back in the day, and, I mean, you know, you're closely tied into him now. I mean, I just have a hard time feeling that a guy like that, as competitive as he is, could sit back as an ambassador or have a special assistant or something to that effect and be okay with that for more than a couple of years. I think he enjoyed the ESPN thing for a while. I think he enjoyed the television side of things. But I just feel like the competitive fire comes out in you at some point, especially for a guy like Meyer, as motivated as intense as he is. You really think he could just sit back on the sidelines now?
I honestly do, and that's mainly because of his health and how that cyst really affects him and his headaches and everything like that. You know, he said he started getting them around the Penn State game last year, and that's really when they really started taking a toll on him again once he had the surgery in 2014. And he kind of weighed it back and forth last year whether he should retire or not. And then when they started coming back this year, really became noticeable in the Indiana game and then obviously the Maryland game. You know, when it became even more noticeable, everyone was going, okay, it wouldn't be a surprise if he retires. And that's what he ended up doing. And obviously your health is one thing. You know, we're not talking about a leg or an arm. We're talking about your brain. That's something you need to obviously survive.
Yeah, and again, I think that's another reason why nobody was really shocked to see this. And do you see a ton of similarities between this and the whole Florida thing, too? Because a lot of people look back at that Florida situation and said, you know what, he's going to step aside, and that was at the end of the season. This time around, as you mentioned, look, I mean, it's a little bit of a surprise only because you might have expected this to come after the Rose Bowl game. So maybe there's just a little bit of a difference because of the recruiting environment. But I don't know. Like I say, Donnie, I look at this right now, and he left it open because, look, he's not dumb. I think he realizes that if he leaves that door open and he decides to come back to coaching at some point, nobody can look at him if he decides to do that and say, wait a minute, I thought you were done. So I thought it was interesting he left it open.
Absolutely. You look at Bill Snyder, he came back to Kansas State. You look at Mack Brown, he came back to North Carolina. I mean, I'm a BG grad. Wouldn't it be nice if one day Urban Meyer said, hey, I'll go back to Bowling Green and coach there?
That's sort of what we were talking about, yeah. though. I mean, there's less pressure at that program. Obviously, you still need to win MAC championships, but I could totally see it. I feel like if Capital came calling, he'd be like, oh, you know what? No one really cares if Capital loses a game. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. I don't see him doing it with his health and with everything he's got going on because he is an intense coach. He's an intense guy. He's not going to go to a smaller school and take a loss. That's not him. That was never Urban Meyer at Bowling Green or at Utah or at Florida, and especially this his dream job at Ohio State. I think Ohio State was his dream job as a kid that grew up in Ashtabula, this and Notre Dame. I don't see Brian Kelly leaving anytime soon. So I would say Urban Meyer is done for at least, as you guys were saying, the foreseeable future, but I think forever.
Do you think he gets a rough shake? When he left Florida, everyone likes to talk about, he left them as Tim Tebow was going out. But he built programs at Utah and Bowling Green.
Absolutely. I do think he gets sometimes a rough shape just because of, you know, some things that have happened in the past. But I think he is one of, if not the best coach in the modern-day era of college football.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, I mean, look at Utah now. They're in the Pac-12 playing for championships. They were in the Mountain West when Urban was there.
Exactly. They were one of the original BCS busters.
Yeah.
If only he had beaten Northern Illinois and Toledo back in that 2002 season. You always go back to that, right? Maybe now those are the two games that have always eluded him. And he wants to go back, and he wants to bring a MAC championship back to the great city of Bowling Green.
You can't forget about the Ben Roethlisberger-led Miami Redhawks either. That was worth some tough games in the 2003 season, too.
Yeah, no question. Donnie is always my friend. We appreciate the time. We'll have a lot to talk about leading up to the bowl game for sure, but when we have you on next week, we'll start to turn our attention towards Coach Holtzman and the Ohio State men's basketball team as well, because clearly there, you know, after a great first season under his tutelage, the expectations are going to be a little bit higher as well. But we appreciate the time as always, my man.
Absolutely. 19th ranked Buckeyes on the hardwood. They're pretty good this year. Talk to you guys next week.
Shabby. Thanks, Donnie. Again, Sean Dunnigan, WBNS-TV down in Columbus, shedding some light on that Urban Meyer situation. Again, in case you did not hear it earlier today, Coach Meyer confirming at a press conference, which wrapped up right around 3 o'clock, confirming the reports from earlier today that he is going to step down at the end of the year and he is going to retire as the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ryan Day is going to be the new head honcho on the sidelines for the Buckeyes in 2019.